Good morning, EAA Radio, Fast Eddie on the grounds of the Baraboo Dells Air Show, talking to Tiffany Schumacher of the Army Aviation Heritage Foundation. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm great, thank you.
How did you get involved with the Army Aviation Heritage Foundation?
Back in May of 1997, when we started the organization, we had our first meeting, and we wanted to involve the American public with the aviation, military aviation. So we started our organization, and we slowly began to accumulate aircraft and remodel them and make them flyable. So we take the general public up in our Huey ride program, and we also have a Cobra demonstration team and a Cobra ride program. And we have slowly accumulated over 10 years, over 1,000 members, and many of us are very active in restoring the aircraft, keeping them flyable, and we love our aviation aircraft.
How did you get your first aircraft?
We started out with a Huey, I believe. I'm not too sure about that. That was back in May of 97. That was a long time ago. We had a Loach and the Huey, and... good question. Can't answer it.
Okay.
That might be a question for our pilots.
Might be a question.
A little bit more.
All right.
About
we'll hit that up with the pilots. Well, as a Founding Life member, what are your duties in this organization?
I work as a crew chief, so a safety crew chief. I help with the Huey ride program. I do ground maintenance in the wintertime and help keep them flying in the summertime through our air show program.
What kind of qualifications do you have to work on these helicopters?
We work underneath certified A&P mechanics and also licensed pilots. And we also have several of our crew chiefs were Vietnam-era safety crew chiefs. And so they have a lot of maintenance activity and background. And so I work as an apprentice underneath all of them and special guidance through their expertise. And I have learned so much about helicopters in that process that it is just wonderful being able to work with these people.
Well, it sounds like keeping these helicopters in the air is a full-time maintenance task. How intensive is it?
Well, every year we do our annuals on the helicopters, and it takes several weeks, and a large group of us come down every winter and work on the helicopters, keeping them maintained for their annuals, just doing engine maintenance. Sometimes we have to change out maintenance. Sometimes we have to change out rotor heads, blades. We have to make sure everything is in top-notch working order.
Well, you're trying to make sure that the aircraft are as safe as possible.
Absolutely. That is our number one priority, is safety.
Okay, well, now you're doing maintenance and everything, and what happens if you need a widget for one of these things? Where do you get parts?
We have a nice selection of parts and other aircraft that we have accumulated. So we do have parts on hand. We have over, I believe, 3 million parts in our inventory.
Wow.
So we can maintain the helicopters as needed to 100%. We maintain them better than they were actually maintained in Vietnam.
I can imagine they were just concerned with getting them in the air and getting them out there when they needed them. That, you know, sometimes maintenance was deferred at times.
Yes, I'm sure that, you know, the Army did their best in keeping them safe so that we could take care of our troops in Vietnam. Now our focus is keeping them at 100% so that we can fly passengers. We take about 10 passengers up at a time per lift. It's $50 per ride. And we do $40 for veterans.
It is a tax-deductible donation.
It is a tax-deductible donation. We are a nonprofit organization, and everything that we acquire goes to maintaining these helicopters.
What does the FAA think about this? How many hoops did you have to go through with them?
Good question. That would be more for our pilots.
Okay.
A question for our pilots.
All right.
Would have that answer.
We'll do that later then.
Yeah. Yeah.
You were talking about parts availability. Are you still able to get parts out of Bell Helicopter for these?
I'm not sure. I don't think so, because they don't make these Hueys anymore. And so a lot of our parts are from our inventory.
What about parts availability for the helicopters? Are you able to get parts out of Bell Helicopter anymore?
I do not believe we are able to get parts from Bell Helicopter anymore. Every part that we have been able to renovate and make sure that it is in good working order so that we could change out, so for example, the masts or the blades. We have a good inventory so we can take care of that on our property.
What about the engine? Lycoming made the engine. Are you still able to get parts out of them for it?
Yes, we do get parts from Lycoming. They do help us redo the engines every now and then when we need a new engine. We just replaced a couple of engines or an engine in one of our helicopters, and that was a process, but it was enjoyable. I learned quite a bit about engines and everything about labeling lines, pneumatic lines, oil lines, fuel lines.
They're turning you into a motorhead then.
Absolutely.
Nothing wrong with that. And that's an old trick that that engine installers and automobiles use. They label everything.
Everything is labeled. Everything is documented. So we have a computer system where we can go in and input the part number that we need. We can look everything up, input the part number, and we can go to a specific location where that part is located and grab it right away. We have a very good inventory system.
You have your own warehouse of parts then.
Yes, sir.
That's awesome. You also said yesterday when I talked to you that you have a number of aircraft that you use as, and I hate to use this term, but where I work, we call them parts pigs. you're pulling airframe parts off of them for use on the flying aircraft.
Yes, yes.
So as a founding life member, what are your duties outside of being a safety crew chief? Do they throw other things at you?
I work ground, work maintenance, I do the safety crew chief. I help with pre-flights. I help with post-flights. I work in the tent where we have our merchandise and we sign up passengers. You name it, I do it.
You're a jack of all trades then, or should I say a Jill of all trades?
A Jill of all trades.
We got to keep things, you know, there are, the women in aviation just don't get enough credit. I think this is fantastic that you are not only involved in the operation, but also in the maintenance of it. You don't find many women that want to get their hands dirty on icky things like helicopter engines and stuff.
That's the best part about working with these group of people that I work with. We all come from so many different backgrounds, and we all have so many talents, and we all have a camaraderie, and that's the main point of working with all these people, is the camaraderie. We all get along great. We love the organization. We love working on the helicopters, and we just enjoy just being out at the air shows and working with the general public.
Well, now, when you're dealing with the general public, there are a lot of Vietnam veterans out there. Do you get a fair percentage of your ride revenues from Vietnam veterans?
Yes, we do. As a matter of fact, we have a lot of passengers who are Vietnam veterans. I've had personally several passengers come up and say, I flew crew chief on this exact helicopter in Vietnam.
Wow.
So you get a sense of pride to be able to work with these people. It gives you goosebumps that you're able to give them a sense of closure, participation, enjoyment, value in their life to be able to ride on the Huey helicopters again after the, I don't want to say the traumatic experience because it was a very valuable experience for our soldiers, but they gave so much, and to be able to come out here and ride again, the value of being part of the Huey helicopter program.
Well, you know,
it's invaluable.
For them, it has to be not just a helicopter ride, but it's got to be a trip back in time for them as well.
Absolutely. My father is a Vietnam veteran, and he has gone for several rides in the Hueys, and he said it was just like being back in Vietnam. The ride was just as amazing as it was back then, except he wasn't getting shot at.
Yeah, that's the big difference. For once, he can sit back and enjoy the ride and not have to worry about the enemy below.
Right.
And, of course, these helicopters were extensively used for just about everything in Vietnam.
Yes, they did medevac. They did troop transport. They brought soldiers in to the hot zones, the LZs, and they took troops out. They took care of our soldiers, and they are very important in our aviation history.
And the venerable Bell Huey, who would have thunk that this helicopter would have turned into such an amazing tool of transport.
And they're still flying.
Well, that's a good thing. And you people are planning to keep these things flying for how long?
As long as we can keep the organization going, we are more than happy to be out at air shows every summertime, every air show season, spreading the word of American aviation with the general public.
Yeah. Do you? What about the kids when they get in one of these helicopters?
You have to be at least 5 years of age.
Okay.
And we put them in the three middle seats on the plank seats. And the kids love the rides. It is sometimes their very first flight that they've ever taken.
Mm-hmm.
The excitement on their faces is just wonderful to see. High fives in flight with the kids. As a safety crew chief, I'm sitting backwards and I can see all the passengers. And I'm responsible for taking care of them. And just the excitement on everybody's faces is what really brings the joy to my excitement of flying.
So it's not necessarily a helicopter ride. It's a moment of awakening for some people. For others, it's a trip back in time.
Absolutely.
That sounds wonderful. Well, I wish you people all the luck, and not to mention all the passengers that you can handle.
Thank you. We enjoy having the general public, the American public, out here flying with us. And we just enjoy being with people.
Now, if somebody wanted to find out more information about the Army Aviation Heritage Foundation, what would they do?
We have a website. It's armyav.org.
Okay.
And we have our air show listings, our history, our pilots. We have a lot of our passengers who can come in and write comments. So we have a nice website. We also have Sky Soldiers Demonstration Team. And you can look up skysoldiers.org and also armyav.org and get all the information that you need.
And, of course, you know, this will be on EAA radio as well, so you're going to get some airtime with that, too.
Great.
You know, and of course, you know, being involved with military veterans and everything, it's a good way to keep the sacrifices of our vets, you know, unfortunately past and present, in the eyes of the general public. Sometimes they just don't. They just don't get the justice that the veterans are due.
And what they do is amazing for the American public.
And they sacrifice a lot, as well as their families, too, to keep all of us silly civilians safe here in America.
God bless the American soldier.
Yes, and I thank every one of them, Army, Navy, Marines, Coast Guard, Air Force, all of them. They're all so important to us. Well, Tiffany, it's good talking to you and talking to you about Army Aviation Heritage Foundation, and wish you all the success you people can handle.
Thank you.
And we'll be hopefully seeing you at Air Venture sometime soon here. This is Warbirds Newsletter with Fast Eddie. You're listening to EAA Radio.